Pursuant to House Rule 10.01, this meeting of the Conference Committee on House File 1077, the Housing Finance and Policy Bill, will come to order. Mr. Wilcox, please take the roll.
Senator Dreheim.
Here.
There's like 10 items that we're going
to... Senator Dames. Senator Duckworth.
Here.
Senator Dietzig.
Here.
Senator Pratt. Representative Hausman.
Here.
Representative Agbaje.
Here.
Representative Howard.
Here.
Representative Ryer.
Here.
Representative Tice.
Present.
And then Senator Dames. And Senator Pratt. Give it just one moment. Senator Pratt. I believe he just joined us.
Sorry, I was on mute. Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you. Members, the only item of business for today is to review and adopt sections detailed on the same and similar document that was included in your meeting materials today. And we will use the side-by-side document. And I think Mr. Worth is going to put it up on the screen so we all have it in front of us. And we will now turn it over to nonpartisan staff who've done all the work to this point. They will give a walkthrough of the same and similar sections, and then we'll pause for questions or for adoption of some of the sections as we go through. I believe we start with Ms. Griffin. Chelsea Griffin.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and members. For the record, my name is Chelsea Griffin and I'm with House Research. So I'll be beginning a walkthrough of the same and similar document. And we'll start with the first row here under Article 2 of the House and Article 2 of the Senate. If you're following along on the side-by-side, we'll be starting on page R10 to R11 for Section 1 of the House language and Section 9 of the Senate language. This language is similar. It eliminates a limitation on rehabilitation loans for owner-occupied property that prohibits such loans from being made in excess of 110% of market value. And the difference here is in the effective date. The House has an August 1st, 2021 effective date, and the Senate has July 1st, 2021.
And to that point, that the two bills have different effective dates, can we have Minnesota Housing staff, I believe Brian Bautog is on, respond to why an August 1, 2021 effective date is preferred by program staff? Mr. Bautog.
Good morning, Chair Hausman, Senator Dreheim, Ryan Bautog from Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. There are a number of changes to the rehabilitation loan program. And as we were talking with agency staff, numerous of them will change loan docs and we'll have to update the program guide. And so if the House and Senate are indifferent between July and August effective dates, we'd prefer to have the August effective dates for all of the rehabilitation loan program changes. There are a number of sections of the law or of the bill that'll change that program. So we'd prefer extra time. If that doesn't work, I think we could make it work, but just an extra month would be helpful.
Thank you for that explanation. Please continue, Ms. Griffin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the second row here is the House language section 2, Senate language section 10. It's on page R11 to R12. So this adds manufactured homes to rehabilitation loans, and it also changes the maximum loan amount. There is a difference between the House and Senate language here. So the maximum loan amount in the House language is $35,000, and the maximum loan amount in the Senate is $40,000. The effective date is also different, similar to the prior provision. It's August 1st in House language and July 1st in the Senate language.
And members, you might recall that Habitat for Humanity testified in support of the Senate effective date. In this one, I think we're going to hold off until we have a budget target because there's the issue is, we hope we have sufficient additional funding there. So will be holding off today. Continue, Ms. Griffin.
Madam Chair, Senator Graham does have his hand up.
I'm sorry, Senator Graham.
Thank you, Chair. I think when we drafted our language, it was more on a fiscal year to try to match the fiscal year. That's why we have our fiscal or our dates. I think that, I don't know if nonpartisan wants to comment on that, but I think that's the rationale with our July date instead of the August date.
And might that be the Senate Council, Mr. Stang? Is that who you're?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, we just thought that some of the programmatic changes in programs that receive general funds usually line up with a fiscal year calendar. I guess they don't have to, but I think that's the norm.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Wirtz, do we have other members' questions on that?
I believe so. Yes, Senator Pratt has his hand up.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question, is there any reason why we wouldn't adopt the policy changes? Because it seems like this is talking about the program itself, shy of any additional funding. Just curious what that discussions look like.
And my understanding, and Mr. Baumtrager, if you want to weigh in, my understanding is that one of the reasons that Minnesota Housing was worried about going above 35,000 was the question of, you know, whether they would have additional funding. I don't know if Mr. Baumtrager, you want to speak to that?
Chair Hausman and Senator Pratt, I think if I restate your question, it was just accepting the policy changes and not those that relate to appropriations.
Correct.
Chair Hausman and Senator Pratt, I think that's where, again, the agency could make it work if it was indifferent, giving staff a little bit more time to update the loans, work with lenders, do all the things to be prepared for that change. We'd prefer August 1st. If the legislature feels July 1st, we will make it work.
Okay, we can revisit that one a little bit later. Oh, I'm sorry, was that Senator Pratt?
So Madam Chair, if I could just ask Mr. Baumtrager, do they have any concern about increasing the maximum loan amount from 35,000 to 40,000, given we've seen significant inflation in construction?
Mr. Baumtrager.
Chair Hausman and Senator Pratt, the agency does have concerns. We completely appreciate inflation and construction costs. The issues, we also, you know, a number of our loans, we see challenges where there's lead abatement. There are certainly great reasons to increase the loan amount. That's why the agency is recommending going up to 35,000 without additional resources. But once we start getting into 40,000, it starts to become a budgetary concern.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Mr. Wirth? Please continue, Ms. Griffin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So moving on to the third line here under Article 2 of the House and Senate. So we're moving on to pages R13 to R14 in the side-by-side if you're following along. This is Section 6 in the House language, Section 15 in the Senate. The language is similar. This section, quite a bit of the language is the same, with the amendments are the same between the House and the Senate. There are amendments that are made to several definitions under the Housing Infrastructure Bond definition portion of the statute. So the amendments to senior household, and senior housing, and the technical change for supportive housing, those are all the same. But the difference here is that under the definition of housing infrastructure bonds, in the House language, Clause 3 is stricken, and the Senate retains the current law. So a Clause 3 under that housing infrastructure bond definition eliminates housing infrastructure bonds as being defined as bonds that finance construction or rehabilitation of single-family homes that qualify for certain mortgage financing. It's my understanding, based on prior testimony from MHFA in the House, that this is not deemed to be a change in use of housing infrastructure bonds, but that this eliminates debt that MHFA wouldn't use. But being that MHFA is on the call, if you have further questions that you may want
to ask. Yes, I think we'll have MHFA speak to this portion of the bill as well. Mr. Baumtrager.
Chair Hausman, Ms. Griffin did a great job walking through that section of the bill. With housing infrastructure bonds under 462A.37, subdivision 1F has the different types of debt and bonds that the agency issues. And then under subdivision 2, it has the eligible uses of the loan proceeds from that debt issuance. And so we're not, in the agency's opinion, eliminating section 3 as it relates to that certain type of debt does not impact our ability to further finance loans and grants for home ownership development, which was a new expanded use that the legislature provided just last session. So we feel like that type of debt is not needed for that type of use. We are also okay with just leaving that language in. Our attorneys call that superfluous language that won't impact our ability to issue debt. So if it stays in, that would work for the agency as well.
Are there questions, Mr. Worth? So now this is where my agenda shows that I'm to make a motion. And my understanding is that our nonpartisan staff have worked through these and have suggested motions where it appears that both House and Senate are ready to move. And I'm just wondering, Senator Graheim, do you have an annotated agenda as well? Mine says at this point that I'm to move adoption of House Section 1 and 2 beginning on page R30 of the side-by-side. Is that your understanding?
I don't have an agenda. The sections that we are in agreement are R30, R36, R37, R38, R39. I have that list. I don't know if you have that list that kind of goes, there's 9 of them that I think we're okay with.
Mine is in a slightly different order. So maybe I'm just going to consult with Mr. Stang it suggests that I would move adoption of House Section 1 and 2 beginning on page R30 of the side-by-side. Is that?
Madam Chair, I think that's correct.
Okay, that's what I will do. The chair moves adoption of House Section 1 and 2, beginning on page R30 of the side-by-side. I think we could just do these voice vote. So if people want to unmute themselves for the vote, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no. That motion prevails. Continuing on R31, or R.
Madam Chair, would you like me to explain the changes on R30?
Okay. Please continue.
So side-by-side R30, we have Section 1 for both the House and the Senate. This language is the same. It adds federally recognized American Indian tribes to the capacity building grants the program. When there's a natural disaster, they would be eligible. And then the second row here, Section 2 in the House language and Section 11 in the Senate language. This is just making a clarification that MHFA can provide support to assist in planning and that the purpose is to increase capacity of entities to meet the housing needs in the state.
And my note at this point says, so if I'm misreading any of this, that at this point, Chair Graheim would move Senate Section 4 on page R36. Is that my understanding from nonpartisan staff? We should have probably all had the same annotated agenda here.
I think I'll direct that to Mr. Stang.
Mr. Stang.
Madam Chair, you said R36, Section 4, Senate side?
It says Senate Section 4 on page R36.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
And so if Chair Graheim would like to make that motion.
I move we adopt page R36, Senate Section 4.
Do we have that's a motion. Any questions, Mr. Worth, from members?
None at this time, Madam Chair.
In which case, please unmute for that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion prevails. Continue, Ms. Griffin.
Okay, so I think I'm moving on to page R, R37 then, or am I explaining that?
Yes, R37.
Okay, R37.
And I'll have a motion on that one.
Okay, great. So this is section 2 of the House language, section 14 of the Senate language. This makes a clarifying change about the income requirements. So it changes it to 115%. And that's, again, the same.
And that's the R37?
Yes.
And so I'm going to assume that all the motions I have, my understanding was that both Senate Counsel and House Research were suggesting which ones we are ready for. So at this point, it looks as though I move adoption of House Section 2 on R37. Any discussion on that? If not, please unmute. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Please continue. R38.
Madam Chair, I'll be turning this over to Mary Mullen from House Research.
Okay. Ms. Mullen, welcome.
Hi, Chair and members. Mary Mullen from the House Research Department. On the side-by-side, same and similar comparison, I'm on page R38, titled Article 6, Residential Rental Housing in the House language. And on the Senate language, it's actually the Senate file 529, the first engrossment. So sections 1, 2, and 6 of the House language are on R38, R39, R40, and R41. And the Senate language is actually in their bill. The first two sections are the same, and the third section has one very small language difference. And there's an amendment to make the House language match the Senate language so that it's identical.
So I have two motions here. First of all, to move adoption of House Section 1 and 2 on R38, do I move that first before we take the other amendment, the A9? Do the A9 first.
Yeah.
Okay, so the chair moves adoption of the A9 amendment to House Section 6 on pages R39 to 41. And Ms. Mullen, just explain it once more.
It removes two words that were not taken out when the House did a large amendment to make the House language match the Senate. Those two words were missed.
That is the A9. Mr. Wirth, I'm going to assume that if we ever have questions, you will interrupt if there are member questions.
Madam Chair, Senator Dreheim does have his hand up.
Senator Dreheim.
Thank you, Chair. Would it be possible to put the A9 up? I would like Senator Duckworth to review that to make sure we're all on the same page. It is his bill in the Senate side.
House Research, I don't know if anyone has that capability to put the A9 up.
Madam Chair, I can do that. Just bear with me for 1 second.
All right.
Sure. Well,
I wish we were all in the same room around the table.
Chair, while he does that, I'll just walk through those three provisions just so you know. The first two provisions remove existing language and statute related to service animals. And then the third section is the new language that is being proposed for related to service animals in residential rental housing.
Senator Duckworth, do you have a clarifying question you'd like to?
Madam Chair, I'm taking a peek in and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. At this time, I have no questions. I'm comfortable with the change. Thank you.
Okay. So so the A9 is before us. If you unmute yourselves, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Now, I have two other motions, and so I'll need help from Ms. Mullen. On my agenda, it says that the chair moves adoption of House Section 1 and 2 on R38. Is that an appropriate motion now? Yes?
That's correct.
Okay. The chair moves adoption of House Section 1 and 2 on R38. Any discussion to that? If not, unmute. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Now, I also it also suggests that I would move to adopt language in section 6 of R39 to 41 as amended. Ms. Mullen, is that?
That's correct.
That is correct. Okay. So I, the chair now moves to adopt language in section 6 of R39 to 41 as amended. Any discussion or questions? If not, if you're unmuted, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Ms. Mullen, we're going on now. Is that?
Chair and members, Mary Mullen from House Research. We're going on to Article 7, titled Manufactured Housing on the House side, Article 2, Housing Policy on the Senate side. The first section is R55 to R60. On the House side, this is titled Section 1, Manufactured Home Affixed to Real Property Owned by a Cooperative. And on the Senate side, Section 2, Manufactured Home Affixed to Real Property Owned by Cooperative. These sections are similar. There are some very small technical changes. The House and the Senate refer to the same statute, but in a different way on R59.
And so at this point, I believe I'm to move adoption of House Section 1 on pages R55 to R60. I see an affirmative. Any questions or clarification? If not, please unmute. The chair moves adoption of House Section 1 on pages R55 to R60. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Please continue.
Chair and members, Mary Mullen, on R60 to R64, the House side is labeled Section 2, Manufactured Home Affixed to Real Property. And on the Senate side, it's labeled Section 3, Manufactured Home Affixed to Real Property. These two sections, again, relate to replacing existing law related to the process to affix a manufactured home to real property. They are similar with, again, very small technical differences. The House and Senate reference Department of Motor Vehicle Services differently on R61.
And my understanding is on all of these that Ms. Mullen, Ms. Griffin, and Mr. Stang have consulted, and they're the ones who are suggesting the motions we're making. Because now it appears that I am to move adoption of House Section 2 on pages R60 to R64.
That's correct.
I see an affirmative there. Any discussion, Mr. Wirth?
Madam Chair, Representative Agbaje has raised her hand.
Representative Agbaje.
I just have a clarifying question for House and Senate staff. So when they're referred to when the section of law is referred to in different ways, does it make any substantial changes into the interpretation of the section?
Ms. Mullen, is that a question for you?
Chair and members, Representative Agbaje, the difference is in a similar like that, what I highlighted there, the only difference between the two sections is that small technical difference that I noted. There's okay. No other difference between the two sections.
Thank you.
Representative Agbaje, can you follow up?
Thank you.
Okay. So the chair moves adoption of House Section 2 on pages R60 to R64. Any further discussion, Mr. Wirth? If not, if you unmute, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That motion prevails. Continue.
Chair and members, Mary Mullen, on R65 and R66, you'll see Section 3 on the House labeled Manufactured Homes, Sectional Structures. On the Senate side, you'll see a Section 5, Manufactured Homes, Sectional Structures. These are the same. They're identical. And they are clarifying changes that relate back to these manufactured home affixation statutes.
And so it appears at this point, I'm always looking to Ms. Mullen for confirmation that I'm to move adoption of House Section 3 on pages R65 and 66.
That's correct.
Any discussion or questions, Mr. Wirth?
Madam Chair, none at this time.
So the chair moves adoption of House Section 3 on pages R65 to R66. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Please continue.
Chair and members, on R68, you will see a reviser instruction. On the House side, it's labeled Section 5, and on the Senate side, it's labeled Section 27. And these are similar with a very, very small technical difference in the language.
And my understanding is the Senate had questions about the technical differences. And Chair Draheim, my sense is you have a motion to make at this point.
You know, Chair, I don't have the language of, Joel, do you have the language?
Mr. Stang, let me just check. It looks as though Chair Draheim would move Senate Section 27 on R68. Is that correct, Mr. Stang?
That would certainly be fine. I think either one of these sections works and the reviser could execute this instruction.
I'm taking all my direction from nonpartisan staff, so.
If Senator Draheim would like to move Section 27 of the Senate language, Senate can certainly accept that.
Chair Draheim?
One second. Yeah, I don't have the language of that, but I guess just to move Section 27 on R68.
Okay.
Would be the motion.
We have any questions, Mr. Work? Any discussion?
Madam Chair, no questions.
So Chair Draheim has just moved Senate Section 27 on R68. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That motion prevails. And Ms. Mullen, are you continuing?
Chair and members, yes. On R68, there is a repealer in both the House and the Senate, and it is the same. It's, if you look at the House language, it's labeled 59.1. And if you look on the Senate side, it's labeled 28 or 38.25. The repealer is to repeal Minnesota Statute 2020, Section 1688A.141. This statute is the existing statute on the affixation of a manufactured home to real property. So we do want to repeal that because the new language that you're adopting is going to replace that. The two sections are the same on that line.
So it appears now I'm to move House Section 6, line 58.29 and 59.1 on R68. Is that correct, Ms. Mullen?
Yes. So you are moving only paragraph B.
So the chair moves House Section 6, line 58.29 and 59.1 on R68.
Madam Chair?
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just a procedural question. So we're not moving line 5830 in the House section. It looks like that's existing law. I'm just trying to figure out why that's missing from the Senate bill.
Ms. Mullen or Mr. Spanks?
Sure. Chair and members, that other repealer that's in the House side goes with a different section related to a House bill that's a House only provision. And so it does not fall into this same and similar category today.
So do we
in
still-
In other words, we're not ready to act on that yet?
Mm-hmm. So Madam Chair, I'm just kind of one, I mean, Senator it's Frank. A small little thing, Madam Chair, but I mean, should that be an A or a B then? As we adopt that section, because that seems to be the main difference between the two on line 59.1 and 38.25.
Ms. Mullen or Mr. Stang?
Senator Pratt and members, we're only adopting the paragraph B on the 168A.141. The committee, the conference has not taken action on the other, and it's still alive as far as I know. So I think an appropriate motion has been made here.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tang.
Mr. Worth, any other questions?
Madam Chair, no other questions.
So the chair moves House Section 6, line 58.29 and line 59.1 on R68. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. I think those are the only agreed upon items at this point that I've been given. And so members, as you know, we were anticipating much more work over the weekend. We thought that we might be getting targets on Friday, and that did not happen. And we haven't heard any further word about that. So there's a significant part of this bill that we really can't begin to negotiate until we know what those targets are. Senator Dreheim, do you have any advice you'd like to, or any comments?
No, I wish we had targets and we could move forward. We're kind of at a standstill until we get those targets. I know we'll continue working on some of the other differences we have between the two bills, and then of course we have had some discussion on the off-ramp language, and I hope we continue with that until we get our magical fiscal number from up above.
And a question about that, because we had two standalone bills, the Senate passed on the Senate floor and the House passed on the House floor. My understanding is that in the Senate, that as we sent over the House file, that was tabled. Is that your understanding? And what's the timing of that?
You know, that was the day I was getting my shot, I believe. So I wasn't there when they acted on that. So I would have to.
And the point being, I think your sense was that maybe a separate conference committee would have to be appointed for that, and that the Senate protocol usually is on a smaller bill like that, that you go with three members and not five members. That's, I seem to recall the conversation that I had with you.
But it is part of our bill. I do think it is appropriate to have those discussions with this group. But Senator Dietzick has her hand up.
Senator Dietzick.
So I have a question going back to the amendment we made, the motion we made on Section 3, Manufactured Home Sectional Structures. So it said we adopted Section 3 on page R65. And as I'm looking on my side-by-side, it's R64. So I just want to clarify that. It starts 64 to 65 instead of 65 to 66. So can we just clarify that?
Ms. Mullen, was that your? We moved adoption of House Section 3 on pages R65 and R66, and Senator Dietzick has a clarifying question.
Madam Chair, I believe Senator Dietzick is correct. It's actually in R64 and R65, but we did get the section number right, I believe.
Okay, so is that so that still is a relevant motion then, because we said House Section 3?
I believe so. As long as everybody in the conference understands what we did, we adopted Section 3 that starts on page R64 on the House language.
Thank you, Senator Dietzick, for someone's on top of all of this. Thanks for that clarification. So we're sort of in a holding pattern. very frustrating. Because then the next meeting of the conference committee would still be at the call of the chair. Any other conference member questions or comments before we adjourn? Looking for any other hands? Senator Pratt has his conference committee coming up, so you have plenty of time to get ready for that. Okay, no further comments. There being no other business before us, we are adjourned.